AMs, scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms that could bring some gusty winds to the area. Our temperatures will be dropping down through the 60s and about 55 to 62 degrees by early Thursday. By morning, we'll be looking at partly cloudy skies and clearing. Should be a nice day, just shy of 80 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
There is rain in far western Maryland, including Cumberland at this hour, DuPont Circle 64, Germantown 63 and Annandale 65 degrees, dropping to the 50s in some places.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up, history on Capitol Hill as the Senate dismisses impeachment charges against the Secretary of Homeland Security. The latest from CBS News is seconds away, then we'll go in-depth with Washington Post Live anchor Leanne Caldwell at 11:15.
How roadworks seriously messed up this morning's commute.
I was at the point where I was telling people just to work from home today.
I'm Nick Iannelli.
Years of targeting gun crimes in D.C. is paying off, according to prosecutors and federal officials. I'm Kate Ryan.
And it'll be 3 p.m. Sunday that the Caps begin their playoff run. 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. During two Capitol Hill hearings, senators hear from Boeing whistleblowers about the company's safety culture. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says Boeing quality engineer Sam Salapour warned of his safety concerns about the 787 Dreamliner. And then
Salapour says he was reassigned to the 777 line from the 787 line. And once there, he saw things that concerned him there as well, coming with how the plane is assembled through an upright assembly process, that he's concerned about similar fatigue issues there. He also described seeing employees jumping on top of components to get them to fit together. Boeing says the claims are inaccurate.
Republicans have been pushing to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for his handling of migrants at the southern border. The Senate ended that today, as CBS's Scott McFarland reports.
The second ever impeachment of a U.S. cabinet secretary, the first since the 1800s. Republicans argued Alejandro Mayorkas willfully and systematically failed to enforce immigration law. Democrats said it was political, and on party lines, they voted to dismiss both articles. It began after lunch and ended before dinner. It's all done.
A report released by Hawaii's Attorney General on the response to last year's Maui wildfires finds it was delayed. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
A nearly 400-page investigation raising new and troubling questions about Maui County Mayor Richard Bisson. As hurricane-force winds raged, igniting fires, several schools closed, and the state was preparing an emergency proclamation. At multiple times during the day, Mayor Bisson said declaring an emergency was not necessary.
Another hearing on Capitol Hill focuses on anti-Semitism on college campuses. This time, Columbia University's president was asked to give testimony. Nemat Shafik said that anti-Semitism has no place on the campus, and she's personally committed to doing everything she can to confront it directly. But Columbia student Eden Yadigar says school gets an F.
Following October 7th, the Columbia administration sat idly by as a tsunami of anti-Semitism in the forms of harassment, bullying, exclusion, intimidation, and physical violence flooded every aspect of campus life.
A December hearing on the same topic led to the resignations of presidents at Harvard and the University of Pennsylvania. Campaigning in Pennsylvania today, President Biden tells steel workers in Pittsburgh.
Right now, my U.S. trade representative is investigating trade practices by the Chinese government regarding steel and aluminum. If that investigation confirms these anti-competitive trade practices, then I'm calling on her to consider tripling the tariff rates for both steel and aluminum imports from China.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
11:03 on this Wednesday evening, April 17th, 2024. DuPont Circle at 64 degrees, dropping to the 50s overnight. Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. The beast of a morning commute in the D.C. region, people still talking about it so many hours later. Drivers got stuck in gridlock for many hours, staring at brake lights on the Beltway near the American Legion Bridge. WTOP's Nick Iannelli explains why it all went so wrong.
The main problems were on the Beltway, but when the Beltway gets jammed up, it impacts everything.
River Road was especially bad. Georgetown Pike was especially bad.
WTOP traffic reporter Rita Kessler says it was a perfect storm.
Any road that was going to lead to the Beltway was terrible.
So what happened? Crews working on a bridge over the Beltway near Georgetown Pike in the McLean area were supposed to be wrapped up by 5 a.m., but they went past that time after running into some delays lifting up steel girders and locking them into place. Michelle Holland with Virginia's Department of Transportation.
Once they get started, they have to complete the operation before they can pull out of the road.
Also, adding insult to injury, there was a disabled tractor trailer on the outer loop of the Beltway near the American Legion Bridge. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Meanwhile, VDOT says bridge girder work and lane closures on the Beltway are canceled tonight. They will provide an update tomorrow on scheduled work for Thursday night. You know we always bring you traffic and weather on the 8s right here on WTOP, and there's more at WTOP.com. It appears a fight between Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin and Democratic lawmakers over the state budget has been averted, at least for now. The two sides have agreed to set aside the current plan and work on a new budget. It'll reportedly happen sometime next month. Washington Post reporter Greg Schneider covers Virginia politics from the Richmond Bureau, and he joined Sean and Ann today to explain what the process may be like.
They'll use the budget that the General Assembly passed on March 9th as kind of a starting point, but now they're well aware of the governor's many changes that he'd like to see in that budget. And so the sense that we get is that they'll all sit down together and see if they can figure out a way forward. You know, the governor also says that state revenue collections have sped up and that there could be a surplus. So that could help solve, you know, some of the problem rather than raise some taxes. Maybe there's some money sloshing around they can use for some of the priorities.
The General Assembly had reconvened today to go over the 200 plus amendments that Youngkin had proposed to the original budget. The impasse was over taxes and how the money would be spent. There was a threat that the governor would offer the first ever veto of the whole budget. A new budget now needs to be in place by the end of June, or there could be a state government shutdown. It's 11:06. D.C.'s violent crime rate has fallen 22% compared to the same time last year. As WTOP's Kate Ryan reports, federal leaders say some of that is tied to what they call Project Safe Neighborhoods.
For the past 2 years, the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Matthew Graves, has been working with D.C. police, the FBI, the Drug Enforcement Administration, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives to focus on gun crime. In that time period, 127 cases have been headed to federal court.
Let me be clear, we aren't done.
Craig Calamai is with the ATF.
There are still a lot of people out there that think that it's okay to violate federal firearms laws to include possessing machine gun conversion switches and privately manufactured firearms such as ghost guns.
Among the defendants facing charges under Project Safe Neighborhoods, 52% were suspects in previous shootings and 38% had a link to gangs or crews. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
A congressional panel is re-examining why it took more than 3 hours for the D.C. National Guard to respond to rioting at the Capitol back on January 6, 2021. WTOP's Mitchell Miller today on the Hill.
We arrived too late. One American laid dead with other sisters and brothers injured.
Captain Timothy Nick was among the D.C. National Guard members who waited for the order to respond. He and other whistleblowers have testified before a House panel that senior Pentagon officials said on a call they were concerned about the optics of sending in the Guard. But Nick says his unit was ready.
We were not allowed to do our job due to paralyzed decision-making by Acting Secretary of Defense Chris Miller and Secretary of the Army Ryan McCarthy.
Former Pentagon officials have defended their actions during what was a fluid situation. Various reviews indicate former President Trump didn't reach out to the defense secretary or other high-ranking Pentagon officials as the violence unfolded. On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
Still ahead on WTOP, everybody could use maybe a less expensive internet service. We'll tell you what we found.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to CleanOrigin.com or a retail store in Tyson's Corner and mention code LOCAL10 for 10% off your purchase. That's CleanOrigin.com, code code LOCAL10.
74% of all data breaches are due to weak or stolen passwords. Keeper Security Government Cloud Password Manager and Privileged Access Manager is FedRAMP authorized and available in AWS GovCloud. Keeper Security is the only zero-trust, zero-knowledge cybersecurity platform for managing and protecting passwords, passkeys, credentials, and secrets. Keeper's next-gen FedRAMP authorized Privileged Access Management solution protects every employee on every device. To schedule a demo or request a trial, visit keepersecurity.com.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael & Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s with Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dimitri. We have road work all through the DMV tonight, but none of it causing any major delay with the exception of the one northbound 95. This is just north of Virginia 3 Plank Road heading up to the Rappahannock River. Left lane gets by. There are alternate enclosures in the right lanes causing the delays that start prior to Virginia 3. Once you clear the Rappahannock, though, the ride to the north is good. You also have the road work northbound 95 near US 17 Mills Drive south of Fredericksburg. Two right lanes are blocked, but no major delays. The southbound 95 left lane closed between Quantico and Aquia Harbor. More road work on southbound 95 approaching US 17 Warrington Road. That's over in the far left lane. None of these work zones are causing any major delay. Also, the road work continues on the Beltway Inner Loop. After the Springfield Interchange, left side is blocked. Then the out loop at Van Dorn Street, two right lanes getting by the road work. These were causing some earlier delays, but not currently. Then southbound 395 between Glebe Road and King Street. Left lane is getting by the road work, but again, no major delays on 395. In Maryland, there are a couple of work zones going on, including southbound 95 near 32. You're going to find the far right lane is blocked, and then the road work continues southbound 95 between 216 and Sandy Spring Road, Maryland 198. You find two right lanes are blocked. Chevy getting by to the left without difficulty with a light volume. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
We're going to Veronica Johnson. She's 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
A strong cold front now in Ohio will be moving into the area tonight. So you'll probably hear some of the weather, some of the wind coming up, and some brief heavy rain. There is a chance for some gusty winds from the strongest of storms. Your storm alert until 4 a.m. Temperatures by early Thursday morning will be starting out about 55 to 62 degrees. Expect a dry one for Thursday, just under 80 degrees. Again, partly sunny. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Cumberland, Maryland, Western Maryland, getting some rain now, pushing west to east across that region and getting a little closer to the nation's capital. Alexandria, 65. Penn Quarter, 66. Columbia, 59 degrees. And we could fall to the middle and lower 50s overnight. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. It's Money News, 10 and 40 past the hour with Jeff Claybaugh.
VA and FHA mortgages rose to 25% of overall mortgage applications last week. Eli Lilly's weight loss drug, Zepbound, may be effective at treating sleep apnea in obese patients. Comcast is launching a prepaid internet service that starts at $30 a month. A prepaid Comcast wireless plan is $25 per line. The Dow lost 46 points Wednesday. The S&P 500 down 29. That's a half percent. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Asia-Pacific markets are rallying tonight. South Korea's KOSPI is up almost 2%. Tokyo stocks up half a percent. It hadn't happened in about a century and a half. But we did have a cabinet member impeached this week. We'll tell you how the very short Senate trial went next on WTOP. We'll hear from Leanne Caldwell of the Washington Post.
D.C., the wait is over. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, is now officially live. This is George Wallace. And right now, new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. All you got to do is bet $5 on something, and you get $150 in bonus bets. And we've got the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, all about to start. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams and all your favorite sports, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So don't miss out on $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. It's that simple. Just visit FanDuel.com/GW. That's FanDuel.com/GW to sign up today. Make every moment more with FanDuel. Must be 18 and older and present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you noticed the increasing price of concert tickets, especially on the secondary market, the StubHubs and SeatGeeks of the world? A Maryland lawmaker has pushed through legislation to try to control some of that. We'll talk about it later this half hour on WTOP.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When you think spring, you probably think flowers blooming and beautiful days outdoors. Well, now you should also think of MGM National Harbor. Enjoy some of your favorite slot machines on our outdoor gaming terrace. And it's patio season at our restaurants and nightlife lounge. Plus, don't miss our all-new conservatory display paying tribute to the DMV's historic landmarks. Celebrate spring at MGM National Harbor. Monumental happens here. Must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get a large hot coffee for only $1 when you buy any breakfast sandwich at 7-Eleven with 7 rewards, including the delicious bacon, egg, and cheese croissant. Croissant?
Valid through 4/30/24 plus tax. Participating stores only. See app for details.
11:15. The U.S. Senate has dismissed all impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. This ends the House Republican push to remove the cabinet secretary from office over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. It ends his trial before arguments began. We asked Washington Post live anchor Leanne Caldwell a little earlier whether Republicans were able to score any political points in this exercise or achieve some other type of goal.
They really didn't. I mean, I guess they can go on the campaign trail and say that they were able to impeach Mayorkas, even though he was not convicted in the Senate. They could say that they voted to continue this impeachment trial, even though Democrats tried to dismiss it. And they will likely say that Democrats wanted to avoid talking about an issue that has been problematic for them, which is the southern border. But ultimately, this was a blip in the news cycle. Let me just say, Mayorkas did not even show up for any part of this trial. Take into account how serious or not serious Democrats in the administration took this.
And I don't mean to take the what-if game to a ridiculous extreme, but we did hear veteran Republican Senator Mitch McConnell say, you know, what a shame it is that we didn't follow through on our obligation, et cetera, et cetera. If the Republicans were in control, certainly there would have been some type of long, drawn-out trial. I don't know how that would have gone, but it just goes to show it's, you know, which political party is in charge.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Republicans say that it's unprecedented that you automatically dismiss without going forward with a trial. But let's just remember, in Trump's first impeachment, Republicans who were in the majority held a vote to dismiss that trial. The only reason it wasn't successful is because 5 Republicans voted with Democrats to make that trial happen. And so it absolutely is important in who is in the majority. And like in politics, it's hypocritical. They say they would have done it differently, but they did pretty much the same thing several years ago when their president was being impeached.
Washington Post live anchor Leanne Caldwell on Skype. She is co-author of the early 202 newsletter. Top stories on WTOP. Virginia lawmakers head back to the drawing board to propose a new state budget. A construction delay led to those mile-long backups on the Beltway early today near the American Legion Bridge. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks. Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dimitri. Some road work going on 66 inside the Beltway tonight. It's scheduled on the westbound side to seats of 29 and 124 for the sound barrier work again in place tonight with the right lane right shoulder closed. Also westbound 66 near Virginia 7, the Leesburg Pike. Left lane and both shoulders are mobile alternated enclosures. You also find this on the eastbound side between the Pike and the Dulles to Road. Again, all lanes, both shoulders and the left lane mobile alternating closures. Nutley Street is shut down tonight. Night just north of 66 because of road widening operations. All southbound lanes are closed on the Capitol Beltway. As you might have heard, no road work tonight between the American Legion Bridge and the Dulles Toll Road, but there is road work on the inner loop after Springfield. The left side is blocked, and then the outer loop after Van Dorn at Van Dorn Street. Two right lanes are blocked, not seeing any major delays. 95 in Virginia, northbound, starting around US 17 Mills Drive, south of Fredericksburg. The center lane and the right lane blocked. Then northbound 95 right at Plank Road, Virginia 3. Left lane gets by with alternate enclosures in the right lanes, and this continues up to the Rappahannock River, and that particular work zone is causing just a brief delay. By making rural broadband a reality, America's electric co-ops are bridging the digital divide in rural communities. More at electric.coop. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert, Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson.
Showers and the chance for some thunderstorms coming our way late this evening. So this is after midnight. Your best chance to get some rain, and there could be one or two thunderstorms that may deliver some gusty winds. We're going with a storm alert until 4 a.m. Thursday, and temperatures will drop down into the 60s and 50s by early Thursday morning. We'll have a high temperature Thursday, just shy of 80 degrees with partly sunny skies. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Checking out the radar here, some pretty heavy rain in Cumberland, Maryland, and far western Maryland, and to the north of Hagerstown up into Pennsylvania, the Chambersburg area, getting some pretty heavy rain. I know that's a bit of a drive from certainly the Beltway in D.C., but just to give you an idea of where the storms are now and how they may be approaching here in the next 90 minutes to 2 hours. We are brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air, trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Reagan National at 65 degrees and some of us down to the 50s overnight. Still ahead here on WTOP, we'll talk about getting affordable concert tickets, if that's even possible these days. And speaking of affordable or not so much anymore, the Washington Mystics could be one of the hottest sports tickets in town this year. Stay with us for all that.
Protecting our nation takes courage and commitment so you can complete your mission no matter the barriers. EY is with you every step of the way. Together, we're making transformations that maximize impact and minimize risk. Together, we're implementing technology so you can make real-time decisions. Together, we're recruiting talent, improving employee experience, and modernizing programs to support military families. Together, we're building the force of the future. Visit ey.com/DOD.
Test your newsmaker knowledge this Saturday and Sunday morning in the 8 o'clock hour with the Mystery Newsmaker Contest. We'll play the voice of someone you've heard in the news this week on WTOP. Guess the newsmaker for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Virginia Gold Cup. One of the nation's oldest and largest steeplechase events, the Virginia Gold Cup celebrates its 99th anniversary this year on Saturday, May 4th. That's the Mystery Newsmaker this weekend only. From Washington's top news, WTOP.
You're listening to WTOP News.
Now 11:21, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Thanks for being with us. In 2017, an off-duty D.C. police officer was shot and killed while sitting inside his personal car with his girlfriend in Baltimore. For years, the case went unsolved. Now WTOP's Mike Murillo reports that the cold case detectives did get some information that have now helped them crack this case.
For far too long, the details surrounding Sergeant Mason's tragic death have remained a painful mystery.
But D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith was in Baltimore as police here announced an arrest in the killing of D.C. Police Sergeant Tony Mason Jr. According to charging documents, police believe Deion Thompson, who's behind bars in a fentanyl case in New Jersey, is the shooter. A witness who Thompson confessed to helped crack the case, according to police. They say Thompson didn't know Mason and his girlfriend when he opened fire on them as they sat in Mason's car after a night out. The witness claims Thompson thought the couple wanted to rob him or retaliate against him for robberies he committed. He now faces first-degree murder charges in the case, among others.
While we cannot ease the pain of the loss of the memories of that day, we can take solace in the fact that the person responsible is being brought to justice.
It's believed two other men were involved in the shooting. One has since died in a crash. The other's whereabouts is unknown. In Baltimore, Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
A building service manager at Gaithersburg's Forest Oak Middle School has been arrested this week. 30-year-old William Broadus Coleman was accused of having a loaded ghost gun on campus. The Gaithersburg Police Department says Coleman is from D.C. and is now charged with having a dangerous weapon on school property, among other charges. Yesterday afternoon, Gaithersburg police went to the school after a report of a staff member with a weapon. They say they found the gun in Coleman's car. About a month ago, a student was arrested with a loaded gun at Gaithersburg High School. If you want to see your favorite sports team or band, you'll likely have to dish out more money. It's because ticket prices have skyrocketed in the past few years. Maryland lawmakers are hoping to change that, at least a little bit. Legislators approved a new bill in Annapolis in the just-completed General Assembly session that forces ticket resale sites like SeatGeek and StubHub to be more transparent on what you're paying.
This would require each step of the transaction. It would also ban speculative tickets. These are tickets that people don't actually own, and they will go to sell the ticket and create false urgency. Another part of this bill, it would make certain requirements for refunds. Your show's canceled, you got to get your money back. And then finally, it would require the Office of the Attorney General Consumer Protection Division to do a study on the ticketing market here in Maryland and make some recommendations as to what we can do in the future to remove a lot of that deception that occurs here in the ticketing industry.
Anne Arundel County Democratic Senator Dawn Guile, who joined us here on WTOP today, she sponsored the legislation. Speaking of hot tickets, millions of people watched women's college basketball this year, captivated by the stars who were shining bright. Many are heading to the WNBA, and they're bringing their fans along with them. Here's WTOP's John Doman.
The Mystics say they're expecting one of their largest season ticket bases ever this season after setting a team record for sellouts last season.
We fully expect to break that record again this season. And, you know, we're seeing unprecedented demand over the last 24 to 48 hours for certain games.
The cost to go to the team's home game against the Indiana Fever, who just drafted Caitlin Clark, is in the hundreds of dollars right now. So Allison McCauley, the chief business officer for the Mystics, was asked about moving that game to a bigger venue in order to accommodate the interest.
We have to work with both the league and our partners, including the city, to make something like that happen and make sure that everybody's on board with this decision to relocate.
John Dome in WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Let's go to Rob Woodfork.
The Nationals made it a winning West Coast road trip with a 2-0 shutout of the Dodgers to win two of the three series spanning 9 games in 10 days. What's this trip tell you about your team, Dave Martinez?
They're fighters. They really are. They play with a lot of passion, a lot of heart. The energy was really good today. So to get a win today, going back to the East Coast was awesome. Playing the Dodgers, like I said, it's a great place to play here. And, we feel really good about going back on that plane now. You know, we came out to the